and have input from y'all to print this book, the approval form. We didn't have enough money to print the stories and the basic text together, so we had to print the approval form after the basic text, after the review form, and then we had to get money to print the stories to send out. So, but the money came in to do it separately, but not together, and it worked out pretty good. At the end of the conference, each participant is going to receive, graciously by the committee, has been so wonderful, a chronological history of NA from June of 53 through February of 81 when these were mailed out. And it's the most complete, brief history of Narcotics Anonymous that was put together. And the committee has graciously agreed to hand each one of y'all a copy of that and maybe let that appreciation reflect in a basket that's ever passed to their home group to help do that. I got clean in June of 79. I was first going to another fellowship. When I was living in the Salvation Army, I heard about the 12 steps. But then we didn't drink, but we go and smoke dope after the meeting. Being clean in Memphis in the day was just not shooting dope. So that was nearly killed me. And so I went to the public library in Memphis and found where Jimmy Kennan had sent the address and phone number of the World Service Office to all the public libraries. And I called Collect, and he accepted the call. He told me what clean was, what total abstinence was. And he said, call me every day. And I did. I don't know the exact date in June. I picked the 29th, but I'm not sure of the date. But I called him every day. He said, start meetings. He sent me a starter kit. From June of 79 to the World Convention in September of 79 in Atlanta, Georgia, I sat alone in meetings, never meeting another clean addict. He said, you must go to the next thing, which was happening in Georgia, or you're not going to stay clean, but you need to meet other clean addicts. And I met Greg Pierce and Bro Sewell and Motorcycle Ed and Jim Miller and and Greg Pierce and Bob Barrett and Chuck Skinner and just unbelievable. And I then participated in the drug nicotine. So I would get hugged and I didn't know what was going on and they would not let you go. So I went back in my room and I was pacing around and freaking out of what was going on. Because to hug and touch to me was a dominance thing and a sexual thing. So I was really confused. And I think I still am. But the only difference in me and some other addicts is I know my mind's not right. And you might not yet know your mind's not right. I have some clarity of thought there. The drug is not the dope. The dope is not the drug. If you give that some thought, it might be helpful understanding. Because 12 was a spiritual number in our mind, we printed 1,200 of these books. But we could not find 1,200 individuals or groups or addresses in the whole world to mail out 1,200 of these. We mailed out as many as we could. Then we started getting requests in. And for $12, if you didn't get one free, you could purchase one, or a group, or an individual, whatever. So we printed 1,200 of these. And then as we went through the various literature conferences, we printed 3,500 of these. 3,500 of these, and we mailed out to everybody that sent in input, everybody that wanted one. And we got a lot of addresses returned mail back, addressee unknown, group unknown, deceased. And I still have some of those brown paper wrappers with those returns on that. The only ism I have today is stuffism. I have stuff. Not like Danny. He's got the real stuff in the archives room. And if you haven't had a chance to talk to him or see his stuff and see the depth of what's happened from Daniel before 53 and then after 53 and what he has there, it's really uplifting. It has lit my candle again. For so many years until recent times, I became a recluse, and TV became my best friend. I didn't care what was on. I just stared at the TV. I would go days and days and days in recent years and not utter another word, even going to the store or whatever. I just handle my money and get food. Some people would call that being a hermit, but I guess I was somewhere between a hermit and recluse. But after Bo and Jim and others locally and would call and say participate and come around, I was harassed enough to start participating again. And I think that's a good thing, because this conference or this convention or this function has relit my candle, and it excites me. That's about all I have to share. I never wrote a word in the book, a story, a word, but I, like Bonnie said last night, I showed up. I emptied ashtrays. I went for food. I helped get things set up where people, with as the Spirit moved them, they could write, they could meditate, they could type. Most of y'all probably don't even know what a typewriter is. That funny little ball of IBM Selectric that Bo was talking about. When we worked on the traditions, while somebody types for hours, Bo held the phone to their ear as Greg Pierce in Oregon talked about the traditions that we could put in this book here. And we got some people here have pictures of that, holding the phone while they were typing and talking and typing and talking. Some of our local home phones got cut off. Our utilities got cut off because it was unimportant. We needed a textbook on freedom of active addiction, of total abstinence, and that became so embedded in my heart and in my gut and in my spirit, that I was like one of those old mules that we have in Tennessee with blinders on. It was just that way. Go to the next thing, empty this and do this and make things comfortable for others to do what they could do best. There's a role for each and every one of us to participate, no matter what it is. Show up and give and receive hugs. Let the Spirit flow. Let the I don't know much about love, but I know about what Jimmy wrote in Carina, the first publishing arm of NA, Care NA. The C stands for compassion. The A stands for action. The R stands for respect. The E stands for empathy. Care NA, Carina. That was the original publishing arm of the little five pamphlets and the little white booklet that led to these things in our basic text. Another piece of literature that came out of this, which I was so honored to help with, and Greg wrote, was The Triangle of Self-Obsession. I'm still unclear what that means, but it's confusing. But it happened, and it got out, and we got so excited when it happened, we printed them up in IP form and made them purple and sent them out without even thinking. Of course, I've gotten in some trouble by printing literature and stuff throughout, but my motives, my hope was in a place that I never knew or never felt and can hardly describe. And I appreciate this fellowship. I appreciate the care of this home groups that put this function on and allowed me to come and light my candle and participate. I'm truly have gratitude in my gut. So thank y'all very much.
Called the Style Sheet for Composition Review, which essentially made for how all of us communicate today in Narcotics Anonymous, and he wrote that. Now, he didn't actually physically write it down because he had me as his secretary, but he wrote it.
Okay.